The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Mike Golic Jr.
Now it seems like everyone's got their oars and is rowing in the same direction in Green Bay, and that's a dangerous thing.
Breaking down everything happening on the gridiron.
Using a tenth of the creativity the colleges do, I think makes a more exciting brand of football.
And other important topics.
You are afforded a great deal more of whatever Reese's version of peanut butter is inside that thing when you rock with the holiday shapes, and then you just get that little coating of chocolate that kind of sends you down the path of Flavor Town.
It's Gojo on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It is great to have our pal Mike Golic Jr. back with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So many memories, fond memories from last season. I had forgotten about the path to Flavortown, Gojo. How you doing this morning, friend?
I'm doing great. You're right. This feels like a homecoming right now. Very excited to be back with you guys for another season here. And if it takes us to Flavortown, then so be it. That's the journey we're on.
All right. We got to start with your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You now have Jack Cohn. They were cones on your squad. It's one of our favorite lines
here.
We're going to use that all season long. No, we are going to use it, Ashton. We're going to use it all season long whenever we talk about Jack Cohn. This is what we were just talking about on the show. I still don't know how to evaluate week one and week two performances because I don't know what they're going up against, right? So, like, we talk about Alabama and Miami. I thought Miami would be better. Alabama looks like it's in a whole nother league. Talk about LSU and UCLA. Well, I don't know what LSU is, so how do I know what the win by UCLA over them means? Like, where do you stand on your Notre Dame squad after beating up on Florida? Not really beating up. It was a close game against Florida State.
Yeah, I think week one's a survive in advance week, right? What we saw is there are a couple of teams that are further ahead of schedule. Mainly it looks like Alabama and Georgia. And for Alabama, that's both sides of the ball. For Georgia, it's one side of the ball. For everyone else, it's all right. Especially in a lot of cases with a team like Notre Dame, you're breaking in a lot of new parts. You had a lot of turnover over last year, and you're not Alabama. So there are going to be some kinks that needed to get worked out. Ultimately, I think week one, you basically just judge, did you win or did you not? And then that week two jump that's supposed to exist for everyone is really got to be the one that tells the story this year.
Mike, I know it's week one, but I am already exhausted with the targeting rule, and I'll go to Wisconsin, Penn State, where I just don't get it. Mertz, when he crosses the line of scrimmage, there is no difference between him and a running back, and I don't know how they want these linebackers to tackle. Do they want them to throw their chest plate at him and tackle him high? Which anyone who's played football know you play low. What's your takeaway from all of it?
What, you mean you didn't enjoy three targeting calls in the Ole Miss Louisville game last night? I think every one of us on Twitter made the "we should get free tacos" for this joke. So congratulations to all of us for being like-minded in our quest for food. I look at it this way. It's probably time to reevaluate this role. We've had it for a while. We've seen it in a lot of ways be effective. We've seen players adjusting the way they hit in a way that is safer for both the player delivering the hit and the player receiving the hit. At the same time, though, it's taken up too much game time and it's costing kids game time. And now that we've seen some of the adjustment in play, I have to wonder if there's room for levels. The way we see in the NBA with flagrant fouls, the way we see more discernment in other sports, because you hate to see it, especially early in this year, already costing guys games in some situations that you're right, at full speed, are just never going to fully find their way out of football. And those might need to be the instances that we start to find a little bit of nuance in this for.
So we're going to start to see preseason rankings coming out. And we do think, like you said, that Alabama and Georgia are up there. Anybody who surprised you this past weekend in the college slate? Anybody where you were like, oh, this team could make some noise this season?
Well, you just mentioned one was UCLA. Like, the Pac-12 is going to be interesting now that Kayvon Thibodeau might be banged up for a little bit for Oregon. I don't feel great about them going on a conference on the road at Ohio State this week. USC, we'll see. They're always kind of a team I'm afraid to buy into. UCLA played like a bully on both sides of the ball. Like, I wasn't ready. I could have understood them maybe beating LSU. We don't know if LSU's ever going to reclaim the form they had in 2019. But they got physically harassed on both sides of the ball. And that, for Chip Kelly's outfit out west, is not something that we had seen. It's a bit of a reinvention for them. And so Thompson Robinson still worries me with his arm and what he's going to be able to do. But they got one of the best tight ends in the NCAA this year. They've got an offensive line that plays with bad intentions. And in that conference where we've been waiting for someone to step up, maybe they'll be the ones this year as the Pac-12 and the Alliance look to assert themselves.
Mike, what do you think eventually is going to happen to the Big 12? 5 years from now, is there going to be a Big 12? Is there going to be just the four power conferences? How do you see this thing playing out?
At this point, I would bet on some version of the Big 12 being here because they did the thing. Like I said, we would know the most based on who moved first after this. And we heard going into the weekend those reports, BYU, Houston, UCF, among some of the teams that the Big 12 was hoping to extend offers to or vice versa. And that tells me a lot because I'm sure the Big 12 was worried about West Virginia, whose fan base looks longingly at the ACC that it aligns very well with. All these things felt very combustible, and it was going to be about who moved first. And it seems like there's initiative for the Big 12 to bring some teams over in a way that is not going to replace the value lost by Oklahoma and Texas. But they need to worry about, all right, keeping Autonomy 5, keeping Power 5 status, and what that means in college football, and just surviving the day. Kind of like we talked about in week one, this is going to be about surviving this initial wave long enough to be able to plan for the future if you're Bob Bowlesby.
He's Mike Golic Jr. joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every week during the football season. We are so thrilled to have him back. I'm sure at some point we're going to be talking candy bars. I'm sure we're going to be talking cereal. But right now, I got to get to some news from over the weekend. Because, Gojo, I started with Notre Dame, and we didn't really talk about Brian Kelly.
Oh, man.
Hold on. For anybody who hasn't heard Brian Kelly, let's play his post-game interview with Katie George right now.
Yeah. I'm in favor of execution. Maybe our entire team needs to be executed after tonight.
Oh, Gojo! I tweeted immediately, Alexa, play the TikTok Oh No song, because that was my reaction. I was not one of these people who was like, you know, burn him at the stake, cancel him. I just was like, oh, no. What was your reaction?
Yeah, Brian probably needs to leave his, like, 30-second stand-up that he's workshopping at home and not in that moment. You know, Brian Kelly is many things 12 years into Notre Dame now. I mean, God, he's like two wins away from tying Newt Rockne for all-time wins. But he's never been much of a stand-up comic. And this was one of those moments. He went for a callback and a reference that most of us under the age of 35 are not going to readily pull in that moment after that game. And also, when you're Notre Dame, who in that game represented the villain. Like, I felt so dirty rooting for Notre Dame while Mackenzie Milton is on the other side.
Great point.
In the middle of what could have been one of the best stories, and still is one of the best stories in college football, but the comeback would have made it that much sweeter. And I sat there actively rooting against Florida State, which meant I was in some way rooting against Mackenzie Milton. And that felt awful. And so, Brian probably just needed to shelve that one for another time or never would have been cool.
I put on Twitter, I said, should Brian Kelly apologize? Because I understand how 2021 works. I know that he will have to, I'm sure, at some point issue some sort of statement regarding it. I know afterward he was a little bit defiant and was like, are you guys kidding me? Nobody likes to laugh anymore. Nobody makes jokes anymore. But the execution, ha ha ha, was so bad and so poor. It was like, no, man, you got to hit your marks. You got to land it. If you want us to chuckle alongside with you, if you're going to make that kind of ill-timed joke. And people said, so I asked, should he apologize? And 72% of people said no. Where do you stand on that? Do you think that, again, should is different than will he?
Yeah, you know what? I'm always in the should camp because apologizing shouldn't be that hard. Like, people take it as, like, you're just forfeiting.
He's a modern Renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen. Renaissance man over here.
It's just nauseating sometimes because defiance doesn't really get you anywhere. Like, it doesn't help, again, when you're Notre Dame and everyone already kind of hates you to go up there. Like, it's one of those things, hey, you know what? I tried something in a spot that I shouldn't have. It came off poorly. I apologize for that. Like, no one likes to laugh anymore. Like you said, Jen, every comedian will tell you, if you're going to take a risk with a joke, you got to make sure it's funny. And unfortunately for Brian, this one just was not put into play the right way.
Mike, transitioning to the NFL, we do power rankings every Tuesday right after you. And Ashton, our producer, wanted to use a power ranking that someone actually had Cleveland at number two. So is that person insane? And where do you have the Packers in your power ranking?
Oof, I mean, I'd probably have the Packers third. I mean, I'd probably start the year with the Super Bowl rematch and go Tampa Bay and Kansas City up top in some sort of order there. But I put Green Bay comfortably at third. I mean, look what they've brought back. I'm not really all that concerned. I don't know if anyone should be about Aaron Rodgers not being there for the offseason program. Like, he's Aaron bleeping Rodgers. Unfortunately for the Browns, like, they're built in all the right ways. They've done an outstanding job of going out and building along the line of scrimmages. You brought Clowney over for a little added bulk on the defensive side. Baker's in year two. It's all there. But this all reeks to me of the Los Angeles Rams with Jared Goff. Like, that's what I think the Cleveland Browns are and can be, which has a high ceiling. But it also means that I look at the quarterback and I say, yeah, he's good, but he's not special. And that's the biggest difference when you're looking at the upper echelon of teams that we're talking about and what the Browns have to overcome. So, yeah, I think that person's a little crazy for making them the second-best team in football.
All right, lastly and most importantly, because we got to let you go shortly here, do all moms save the first baby tooth? Okay, we were talking about how Chu had to do a little moving this past weekend, that his wife is a hoarder. She saved some stuff. I said hoarder, Ashton. Don't look at me. Do not look at me that way.
That was good.
Continue your preamble.
Hoarder. And Chewie said that at one point he was like, just throw things away. And I said, no, moms aren't predisposed to throw things away. They keep the thing. So do all moms make a deal with the tooth fairy and end up saving their kids' teeth?
I have not ever seen my first baby tooth. So if we're going to go the binary of all or no moms, I cannot say all moms here. But I will say you are right in the hardwiring, because what I do have, I don't have a tooth of mine saved, but I have a six-pack of little mini Shasta Colas from when I was born that for some reason my mother kept. I forget if they were, you know, something she got at the hospital while they were still with me there or what, but I've got Shasta Cola. I don't have teeth. The teeth comes off a little bit serial killery. I'm not judging totally, but it's definitely a different one.
So can you text Christine right now? Can you just text her, say, sup, mom, love you. Did you ever save any of our baby teeth? Did you ever make a deal with the tooth fairy and save any of our baby teeth? Because I'm very curious if this is just kind of like a me thing.
It isn't a me thing.
There
gross.
Are definitely other moms out there who save the teeth, okay? I want to put that out there.
I've got the text out to mom right now. I will let you know when she answers. Jen, I also wasn't calling you a serial killer.
Well, but you know me well enough to know that tracks, right? Like, you know me well enough.
Yeah.
You're like, look, in a different world.
Yeah.
In a different world, Jen is absolutely capable of some of that stuff.
Man, I'm glad I called Jen.
He's Mike Golic Jr. He's going to join our show each and every week during the football season. We are so happy to have him back. He's one of us. One of us. One of us.
One of us. One.
Mike Golic Jr. Talk to you again soon, pal.
See you guys.
You do realize that a tooth is a decaying bone, and the smell wafted over me when I opened that little thing. Made me almost want to gag.
Wait,
okay?
Almost want to gag? Or you were gaggy, you almost wanted to yak.
I held it down.
Did it really stink?
Yes! Fucking run.
She's got a little satchel.
What four-year-old do you know that voluntarily brushes their teeth?
Chewie,
you know,
was right.
I hadn't
Holy
thought about that, but that's a
Chewie
very good
was
point.
Right.
It's decaying bone. The best is when it's got the little blood on the inside.
Oh my God, go to break. What the hell is wrong with you?
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
Okay, you take your hose out right now,
yeah,
and you the car. Now you've got an ice rink either in your garage or in your driveway.
If your hose is making that sound, Jen, like,
call the doctor.
I was going to say plumber, but yes, the doctor.
Consult your doctor.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
I'm not going to feel feel bad about being sentimental. I already get a hard time for not going to my kids' championship baseball game. Okay, the Bucks were in the playoffs. Like, I regret nothing. 800-990-3776. We've got Mark in Racine on the line. He wants to make a comment on the keeping the kids' hair and teeth. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Tooth, no. They have until our teens to collect the tooth. But my mom kept my first hair clipping.
Yeah, so did I. So do I. Yeah.
And Mark, that doesn't strike you as strange at all?
Yeah, like I said, you know, if they want a tooth, they can get that anytime, you know, we lose. They can get our wisdom teeth when we get them.
Yeah.
Pulled.
Gross. No, that's disgusting. Those suckers are impacted.
But you like,
that's where you draw the line.
Same thing as keeping your baby tooth then.
But those fell out and they put them under their pillow and the little thing, the
full
tooth
of germs
thing,
and saliva and
but
blood.
Jen, I could see one. You kept nine. Like,
well, because I had a buy one, get one deal with the Tooth Fairy, okay?
God.
Tooth Fairy was very generous.
I want you to open up whatever they're in today and just take a big whiff today.
Okay, I will. I'll send you guys a video of it when
gross.
I do it. Matt and West Bend weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, replace moms with parents and you'll have a point. I'm a dad and I am far more sentimental than my wife for our kids, but I definitely inherited that from my mom. So Matt in West Bend is over here saving some stuff. He's saving some stuff. And like I said, guys, there are companies out there who have figured out a way to monetize this sentimentality. You can now take your kids' artwork and you can put it in a box and send it off to these companies. And they will either scan all of the artwork and they will put it into a bound book for you. And you can put the kid's name on it. You can put the year. So if it's first grade, you want to save all their first grade art, you can send it off. I should have an endorsement deal with this company.
Jen, if you send in baby teeth to someone,
no, not
I will
baby
have you
teeth,
committed.
The artwork. Artwork.
I'm
you know,
standing
all the
by
pictures and stuff. That they. Why would I give someone else the baby
why
teeth?
Why would you keep the baby
those
teeth?
Those are my baby teeth.
God, it's creepy. It's so creepy. I don't know why no one else is having the same reaction as I am.
It isn't creepy.
Get like a doll and then super glue the teeth into a doll.
Ah, that's disgusting. Right now they're just in a tiny little satchel in the you know where I keep them.
Indiana Jones has one of those.
I keep them in the safe.
I don't get the artwork thing.
What are you keeping in safe?
Is your son? Are they artists?
Well, here's the thing. If you're that creeped out by the teeth, maybe it'll keep you from my passport.
God, I hope my mom kept my jock from when I was six.
Your jock? You didn't have a jock when you were six, you
I didn't have
bragger.
Nuts when I was six. What the hell would I need a jock for?
Thank you. Exactly. Just poking holes in your argument one after another. Let's get to power rankings.
Sorry, Ashton.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL Power Rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power Rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
This show never shocks me at all. You guys?
No.
I guess
no?
The teeth thing a little bit today. I'm not going to lie.
Let me tell you what. This Power Rankings is trash, and you'll find out why.
Shout out to Mike Clay.
Mike Clay. Is he from Cleveland by any chance?
I don't know. He's from ESPN.
Do you know Mike Clay, Jen?
Yeah.
Is he from Cleveland?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I will give you 10 through 6, and then you know 2, so
I
we'll
assume this
go
is NFL Power Rankings.
There, yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
Number 10, which is probably fair because we don't know a lot about them right now, is the Tennessee Titans. You guys all right with that?
I think so.
Like the next
Hold on.
One.
I'm going to go back to my list from the other day.
I'll give you... I won't. Just number 9. I've never seen this on a power ranking anywhere.
What do you mean you've never seen it? The team? You've never seen this team?
This team in the top 10. Number 9.
Arizona.
No, think worse than that.
Chicago?
No, not that bad.
A real team.
Minnesota.
The Dallas Cowboys are 9.
Really?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But I think people are buying into their offense.
Why?
Like, if
do
it's healthy, it's
rolling. Every year.
All right. Jen, I'll give you another one. Number 8. This team is typically in the top 5 and probably seen them. Matter of fact, I listened. I forget what show I was listening today, but they did the whole thing on teams that were going to be in the Super Bowl, right? Green Bay was one of them, but they have them losing to this team. At number 8, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that was probably
more
egregious.
Have you ever seen the bills down that?
What? No, this is crazy. So wait, what's his justification? Does he think they're just going to take a step back,
Ashton? They said they had a quiet offseason. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Beat it,
I'll read
they
for him.
They said it's an average defense on paper. They have one of the best defenses in the league. Okay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, stay with the theme. Number seven. Number seven. From the NFC North.
You will not get this one, Jen, I don't think.
The Minnesota Vikings are seven.
Let's just be honest, guys. You said you will not get this one. I thought it was either Vikings or the Lions. I was like, there's no way somebody put the Lions up there, right?
The Vikings at seven. All right, now it gets a little normal. Number six, who I don't like. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because their division is so tough. The Seattle Seahawks at six. So with that being said, you give me five through three
and
one.
Well, you already told me that Cleveland was two. Well, you told Mike Golic Jr. and I happen to be sort of listening.
Yes.
Sort of listening. Not fully listening. I don't even really know if that's true or not. Is it true?
It's true.
Okay, good. Number five, let me work forward and backwards. I know that the Buccaneers and the Chiefs will be up near the top. Packers have got to be in there as well, so let's just, is Packers four or is Packers five?
Number five.
Rams.
Ashy.
Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens are five.
Okay.
Now, they just lost another running back for the year. I forget who it is, but they brought in Le'Veon Bell and somebody else. They're kind of a mess, and they like to run the ball, so I certainly would not have them at five. With that, give me number four.
Number four, how about... I mean, is the Rams even in the top 10?
No, they are not.
Okay, that's good to know. I guess Packers? I could go Packers at four.
Ashy?
The Chefs. Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chefs are four.
What?
I know!
What is this list?
The Rams are number 12, by the way, Jen.
Mike Clay just went out and had a few pops on Labor Day and then decided to make a list?
He went heavy with Cleveland.
Here's his reasoning. I'll read this quick paragraph. Depth at the offensive skill positions is a concern, and the defense is arguably bottom 10 in the league on paper.
Okay.
Number three.
Number three, the Packers?
Number three are the Packers.
What does he say about the Packers?
Go ahead, Ashy.
The main thing that he points out is their defense remains strong with Jair Alexander, Kenny Clark, Adrian Amos, and Za'Darius Smith among the best at their position and with the only notable void at off-ball linebacker, which, as a side note, seems kind of a big void.
What about their inside three?
That also doesn't help.
No. Number two, you know, are the Browns, and obviously you know number one.
The Bucks.
Ashton, give us why the Browns are supposed to be a strong offseason. Now, I did forget that they got Clowney, which helps. They still have holes, though, and they're the Browns at the bottom. At the end of the day, they're the Browns.
I'll read this sentence. You both tell me if you agree with this sentence from Mike Clay. In a nutshell, this is a well-coached team with an ascending quarterback, elite offensive line, and a defense that has transformed them from a weakness to a strength after an aggressive offseason.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with all. Is there a part of it that you don't agree with? Ascending quarterback, yes.
But I'm going to say this right now. I'll make this bold prediction.
Oh, boy.
Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next year.
What?
What makes you say that?
I got to hear this.
Because they do have a good roster. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. Clearly, the people in Cleveland aren't sold on Baker Mayfield. They are an Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl, and that's why he's going to wind up there.
Wow.
That's a bombshell.
You don't think so?
I have not heard that yet. I'm trying to...
All right, take the quarterback position away. Who's closer to winning a Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos or the Cleveland Browns?
Browns. Between those two teams, I agree.
Yeah.
Would he rather play?
That right there, Jen, is Tom Brady's Tampa Bay.
Wow. This is a great, bold prediction by Chu. I think we got to mark the tape. We got to save this. Because you know what? The more he says it, I'm starting to think, yeah.
What do the Browns do with Baker? Is it a straight-up trade? Like
with who, Baker?
Yeah, do they trade Baker to the Packers, and the Packers agree to extend him, and Jordan Love is just sorry? Like, I don't, I'm looking at it from a logistics standpoint now. Now I'm trying to figure out how they make it happen.
Well, there's always teams in the league that are looking for QBs. They could send him down to Houston. Send him to Miami. They're in the market, right? Again, the Deshaun Watson thing not settled just yet.
Yeah, but I would say that's the closest team to a Super Bowl. Minus the quarterback position.
It's just crazy how much these lists can fluctuate. Because I'm scrolling right now on an ESPN list, not the one that you guys were talking about, but a different one, and they have the Chiefs as number one. And then they have the Buccaneers as number two. And then they have the Buffalo Bills as number three. And then they have the Packers as number five. Whoa, did I miss four? They got the Ravens as number four. So how? I mean, I don't understand what Clay... Why is Clay seeing things so different than every other list of NFL predictions we've seen this offseason?
But even on the bottom, Minnesota Vikings, really? Dallas Cowboys?
Is this purely based? Like, the more I read his reasonings, it seems like he's going purely based on paper. That's how he sees.
Well, again, though, I wonder if, like, we've talked too much about how the West, the NFC West, is going to be this really tough division.
Yeah.
Like, did he sit there and go, okay, only one team can win the West, and maybe they'll send another team? Some people have talked about sending three teams. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, like, did he immediately eliminate squads? Like, where are the 49ers on his list?
Where are the Rams?
Where are the Rams?
Yeah, Rams are number 12. 49ers, let me do a quick search here. They're 15.
The Rams are 15?
No, Rams are 12, 49ers 15.
I mean, Dallas at 8?
Cardinals are 14. You know, here's the weirdest part. So we're talking about the West. Rams 12, Cards 14, Niners 15.
I mean, I would say that most of the lists I've seen headed into this season have the Vikings much further down than he has it, have the Cowboys much further down than he has them. It's just interesting. And again, I'm not saying that Clay doesn't know what's going on. It's just he definitely is one of those everybody else is going right, I'm going left guys. All right, more Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up right after this. But first, Chew.
Packers fans want to win this season, right? And they also want Aaron back for another season, right? Well, as an official Proud Window partner of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it happen so you can win dough this season, right? Yes, they actually wrote that, Jen. While competitors are saying wait till next year to replace your old windows and doors, you can upgrade to Pella with installation in as little as 8 weeks. Plus, the 555 is back. Get 5 years no interest, 5 years, 5 months, no first payment. 5 years would have been nice. And up to 5% same-day order savings, too. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Chewy.
I've eaten trash.
Say it with some bravado, Chewy.
Hey, listen. Okay. I've dated trash. I've worked for trash.
I've eaten trash.
Occasionally, I have been trash. So you know what? I don't know why we're being all high and mighty. We're not better than trash.
On 94.5 ESPN.
My dad to send me a voice text saying you're welcome to come home anytime and pick up all of your baby teeth
right by the road.
Was there any question of where I got it from? I mean, look, this is hereditary. Okay, it gets passed down generation to generation to generation.
So what do you do with the teeth?
No, you just keep them.
So you eventually want your own teeth?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
And it's funny when I think about Chase now, who's 12, right? And like that these teeny tiny little teeth. I don't know. There's something sweet about it. I don't really think about the teeth like practically. I think about them like sentimentally, emotionally, you know, like.
No, we don't know, Jen. That's why we're both staying silent because we can't fathom this.
I wish that there were some other parents out there who would defend me.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of nice when they get out of the house.
The teeth?
And the kids.
Attached.
Yes.
800-990-3776. I could use some support here, guys. Is there anyone else out there, any other parents out there who save their baby teeth? Not their baby teeth, but their baby's teeth. Possessive. Apostrophe S.
Doesn't make it
better. Or babies. B-A-B-I-E-S apostrophe.
So where does it end? Do you save sports jerseys? Do you save
No, but I definitely stuff? Also have... God, I can't believe I'm going to say this
online.
Oh,
no, I...
I also believe that in the same little box that I have the baby teeth, I believe I also
let's guess.
I don't want to guess at all. The hair was the weirdest thing I was going to guess. Toenails, I mean.
I think I actually have.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hair, you said. Boogers?
No, I actually think I have the.
Do they still use the suction cup on the nose and stuff like that? Remember that thing?
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed to say this, you guys. Suck it up, Jen. I think I actually have the stump.
You do not.
From his belly button.
The umbilical cord thing?
Dude. I mean.
I think I do.
The smell.
I have to.
Why?
I don't.
Why?
No.
I think it's in a little box like you would get a ring in or a pair of earrings in.
It's not jewelry.
Well, I do know this in Nutball, Massachusetts, because I have some family members that are nurses. And I don't know, maybe you've heard this, but some of the women actually eat their placenta and fry it up in a... Have you heard that?
I have, but that seems more normal than...
That is not
normal! I didn't say it was normal. I said it seems more normal than saving teeth and hair and
what
umbilical cords.
What would you eat that comes out of your body and fry in a frying pan? What's up?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that seems more normal to me than what Jen does.
Dave and Heartland weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Thank goodness for Dave. He says, Jen, my wife, also named Jen, and I have saved all of the kids' teeth so far, along with the hair from their first haircut. I also keep it in our safe.
No one's giving me a reason.
Thank you, Dave.
No one's giving a good reason for why they're doing this.
Why in the safe, too?
Right. I don't understand. I'm glad you guys are sentimental, but somebody give me a reason. Why?
I don't know, except it seemed like the right thing to do at the time. You can tell by how mortified I am revealing the thing about the belly button stump.
Oh, my God. That,
like, I recognize this sounds insane.
I'm trying not to judge you for this, but this is super wacko. I don't know. I just, no, why?
I don't know.
Anyone else out there who is as crazy as me, 800-990-3776, give me some support over here. Am I just absolutely bonkers for having saved my kid's belly button stump?
So when you say that out loud, Jen, I just don't, like, when you think about it, you're saying, you know what else I've done is I've saved this body part. Like,
Do you know where it is?
Yes, I can find it as soon as
no,
I get
No, do not
home.
Bring it anywhere bring near.
It, if you take a picture and bring it in, Jen, I will leave. That's what I'm not, you know, I don't do much, but I might leave for real.
I think
like, what are some of the craziest thing people save? Like fingernails, their first fingernail clippings?
No. They're so tiny that we're like, they're like wispy, paper wispy.
Oh, but they're so cute, Jen. Just like the first hairs and the teeth.
That's different. And my youngest one, who's almost two, has never had a haircut, but I can guarantee that when we finally do get her a haircut, I'll save a little snip of hair.
Far be it from me to give parenting advice, because we all know I'm not a parent. But, like, couldn't you just give her a bow and then maybe keep the bow? Or I don't – why you have to keep the hair? Just, like, I feel like there's got to be a better sentimental value than hair. And maybe the bow that's on the hair. What are those things that you put in the hair, the bands or whatever? Like
clips?
I have the little bracelets from the hospital, right, that the
that's
babies
fine.
Wore
yeah,
at the
yeah.
hospital. Those
yeah,
are in,
that.
Like, in a little baby book. Yeah, yeah. A little – little baby book.
Do they even make scrapbooks anymore or no? Because everything's digital.
Justin and Racine weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He's blaming me for COVID. He says, sounds like COVID came from Jen's safe.
Oh, God.
800-990-3776. I am really embarrassed that I just admitted that I kept my kid's belly buttons. What is that it? It's like a little stumpy thing, right? It's like a little stumpy scab.
God, it gives me the jeeks.
That's gross.
Although unnamed in the 262.
Did you keep them for all kids or just one?
Just the one. He says, I could have swore Jen was going to say she kept her kids'
foreskin.
All
right, let's all say what we thought Jen was going to say. I thought Jen was going to say diaper. What? I'm not going to lie. I thought Jen was going to say she kept
the
first diaper.
No, he thought I kept it from his circumcision.
That's what I thought when you said stump. I'm like,
oh boy.
There's no... No way.
Is this better or worse, Chewy?
Oh, God.
800-990-3776. I am legitimately mortified right now, you guys. Derek in Waterford, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to say I love your show, first off, but my wife, with our firstborn, took the placenta, brought it home. We froze it for a few days. Then after we thawed it out, she cut it up, dried it, and made it into pills. And the reason you do that is because when you lose that placenta, your body just releases all those hormones that your body needs to produce milk and maintain your mood.
Now, I've heard that. Yes, I heard that's a reason why they do it, because there's so many nutrients in there, correct?
Yeah, you're putting your body through the ringer, right? Like, let's just be honest about how traumatic birth can be.
I know, it was horrible.
It was horrible
it was
for
terrible,
you.
Terrible, the work we had to put in.
You jackal.
I don't.
You jackal. Justin in Kenosha weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. I also have several baby teeth from my daughter and the umbilical cord stump.
But why?
But I
Nobody's
do not have a good reason
why,
he says. 800-990-3776. Let's get to Craig in Illinois. Good morning, Craig.
Hello.
Hello. What do you got, Craig?
I have my dad's fake eye.
Fake eye?
Is there a story there?
He lost his eye a long time ago, and he recently passed away, but I took the eye home. It's in a little cup. In a solution, and I just saved that.
It's a fake eye, though. You said it's a fake eye.
No, come on,
that's
Craig.
It's fake, yeah.
Join me on the bizarre and weird team over here, okay?
One day.
I suppose,
no,
though, if
the
I
eye's fine.
If I had to have, like, my foot amputated, I might keep that.
You might keep your foot.
Right?
Don't look at me.
Hey, what would you do with it? Would you throw it at people? Would you get it, like, taxidermy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, like, a lucky rabbit's foot on a keychain. That's all you're talking about right
amazing.
Now.
Well, I had James Campen. James Campen, who was the O-line coach of the Packers forever, had his AC joint removed. And he wore it around his neck for the whole season.
Oh, okay. That's normal?
No, but we're not normal. We thought you were normal.
That's true.
I know I am not normal. But that was kind of gross because it rots and it smells and it's... Yeah.
Jeremy in Waukesha weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776, saying, belly button stump is weird, but I do have my kids' teeth in a mint tin case. Right? In a mint tin case.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's not. Stop. Everyone's asking, saying right, or you know what I mean? No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, and nobody's given me a reason why. If somebody gives me a reason why, I will happily listen. I'll still disagree, but I'll listen to the reasoning. No one has said, this is why I've done this. Sentiment is not a good enough reason for me to keep body parts.
Okay, then Vince is offering you a practical reason, and we'll get to that right after this.
To Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's up with the name Sticky
but
Bun?
But quite filling.
It's very sticky.
I was wondering that as I was ordering it, by the way.
I've never called it a sticky bun.
And I'll take 10 of your sticky buns.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
What is your ultimate goal when you own a home? Take a little pride in it, don't you? A little pride of ownership? That is the ultimate goal for Universal Windows Direct. They want to help you reach that goal with brand new windows. Universal Windows Direct windows will improve the overall look and feel of your home. And of course, important, they'll save you money on your energy bills. You can put off paying for these windows for 2 full years. They've got a buy one window, get one window free deal happening right now. Plus zero payments and zero interest for 2 years. Here's the number, 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000. Or if you want to just check out the merchandise, go to their website, UniversalWindowsDirect.com, UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you
needed a little bit of support. I needed somebody to say they were on my side. I needed parents to come out of the woodwork, call in, text in, let me know if it's weird that I keep my kids' teeth. And I reluctantly admitted that I also have kept Chase's belly button stump.
Okay.
This all started because you were moving this weekend.
Yes, and found teeth, which is kind of weird, right?
It would be weird if you didn't know they were there.
Yeah. I still think you should find a baby and just glue them right in there.
And then what would I do with
and
that
then
baby
Chase
doll?
Chase would have the baby. I don't know.
That is the creepiest thing ever.
Would you want your old teeth that your mother has?
No, I do not.
Okay.
So Chase is not going to want his teeth either. You're probably right. I could probably toss the teeth. Vince in Milwaukee, however, weighing in, as I've asked for people to kind of defend this position that is potentially indefensible. He says, praying this never happens to Jen's kids, or anyone for that matter, but if you save hair or anything that has DNA in it, if they go missing, it's easier to find them.
Yeah, I already ran that through in my head.
The DNA aspect of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Like if something ever happens, you got the teeth, you can test it for DNA. He says it's just an extra safety precaution. Vince, thank you very much for that. That is certainly a practical reason to save your kids' teeth and hair. Gavin and Racine weighing in saying, guys, my dad got his leg amputated when he was a kid, but during the process, they had tried to straighten his leg out with a cast. He kept the cast. He says it's pretty gross.
I'd keep the leg. No, I guarantee Ronnie Lott still has his fingers.
Are you joking me?
I swear.
I have my kids' teeth, and you just actually said the words, I would keep the leg.
I mean...
No. You can't sit here and make me feel bad about baby teeth if you're talking about keeping an entire appendage, okay?
Well, I mean, there's many differences. For one, chewy. That's number one difference. It's just he's chewy. So I kind of expect it to be weird from the start. Jen, I think it's just I had such high hopes for you and your...
Why?
All right, let me ask you this, because, both of you.
It's just weird. That's why.
Let me ask both of you. Would you ever go the Ted Williams or Walt Disney route?
For anyone that doesn't know what Chewie's talking about, Ted Williams and Walt Disney allegedly have their heads frozen.
No, I thought it's their whole body. It's just their heads?
Whatever, it's allegedly that they have their heads. I thought it was just heads. I definitely thought
it was
just
heads. Wait, like cryogenics type
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would
no,
you do that?
I don't want that. Just burn
no,
me.
When I die, I want to be cremated.
Shout out to Fryer. Yep.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. You know, when we were kids.
Who's got to keep it in the vase?
Well, somebody will. I mean, I have three kids for a reason, so one of them will keep it in the little box. How when I was a kid, we used to have to go to the cemetery and visit my grandparents' gravestones.
Mm-hmm.
But now people move. That was a thing when, like, you all...
We all did it.
Lived and grew up and died in the same town. Now people move away. I haven't seen my grandparents' gravestone in... A decade? Two decades? Like, I'm 40 years old. I would guess 2 decades.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been down.
Yeah, same with me.
So that's where I say, like, take me with you.
Where are you going to spread them? You're not going to spread them?
You could spread them.
Where will we spread them?
Here's the other thing. This is a weird conversation this show is ending up at. For me, like, if you're getting cremated, I think you get cremated to be spread. I don't understand the idea of keeping all 1 year. I think spreading it, like, maybe little things.
Well, there's so
that.
Many. You get so many ashes. You can spread them and you can keep them. I mean, you got options. You can give them to all of your kids. I could creep out all of my kids with my ashes once I'm gone.
You could put them in plants that the sun will eventually forget to water and that dies.
That's exactly true. We were talking about how, you know, our dog Wrigley died a few weeks ago and how we still need to pick up his ashes from the hospital as well. And I said, I want to put him in the yard, one of his favorite spots, maybe plant a tree there.
Yep.
You know?
Done that.
We have so many people weighing in on this. It's crazy, guys.
It's creepy.
but many people saying that they do save the teeth. I did have one person say they saved the baby stump. I appreciate that person. They may have been lying, but I appreciate the allegiance regardless. 800-990-3776. Do all moms save the first baby tooth? 54% of people saying no. 46% of people saying yes. Chewy, you guessed that it was going to be
so
a 50-50 thing.
Exactly.
So we are seeing a lot of people saying that they do, although right now majority rules and says that they do not. We also asked, what's the most egregious offense on an airplane? Because I was talking about the guy on my flight on Saturday who was listening to his movie on full volume, no headphones. So we asked, not using headphones or taking shoes off. This another one. This is split by percentage points, you guys. 50.5% say not using headphones. 49.5% saying taking shoes off.
Wow.
What do you think is most egregious between those two?
I think the shoes.
Really?
The smell?
I just don't think you like...
The smell. I got a problem with smell.
And that's like what I was going to say. I just think that you get a little skeeved out anytime there's a potential for a stink.
But I don't mind my own smells, though.
Because I was going to say, you wear your Under Armour shirts 3 or 4 days. You wear your socks 6 days in a row.
Yeah, but they're socks, though. They're cold.
And it's your own, and it's your own smell,
yeah,
right?
Everyone loves their own brand.
Dumpy and West Ben weighing in saying, I can spread the ashes like Walter in The Big Lebowski.
Never saw it. And it was on this weekend, too. Right through
You've
it.
Never seen The Big Lebowski?
In the Groundhog Day, Craig has been years trying to get me to watch that movie.
I would say Big Lebowski is one you should probably watch. Now, is this a Gabe thing where you're just being stubborn now, like Game of Thrones?
Not wood ground. I live Groundhog Day. That's my life. The same things happening
every
day.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we're grown.
Is that Groundhog Day?
Yeah, see, you don't know. You haven't seen the movie. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Maybe we'll be back with you tomorrow.